Welcome to the High Percentage Podcast, the chess club of BJJ.
Welcome back to the High Percentage Podcast. Today we're continuing on our self-defense series that we're doing the next couple episodes, and the last episode was on self-defense. And today's going to be a little bit of a shorter one, but I wanted to talk about the idea of time limits in competition and the no time limit paradigm that we have in self-defense. Okay, so let's dive right into it. This is a common, I guess I'd call it a cliche, although it is a cliche that has some truth to it, which is one of the big criticisms of people that practice BJJ for self-defense versus competitors is that competition is designed to all happen within a very short amount of time, usually 5 minutes, and if you train to fight and win a 5 minute match, you're gonna behave differently than you might in a street fight in which there is no time limit. And the evidence that most of the self-defense junkies will use for that, especially in BJJ, is they will call back to old school Gracie Jiu-Jitsu and these very long matches that transpired between, probably the most famous would be Elio Gracie, and you know, sometimes having matches that lasted over an hour in which his strategy was different because he was all about conserving energy, waiting for his opponent to tire, and that's a strategy that you couldn't pursue in tournament jiu-jitsu. But when we watch street fights, does that really hold up? Now, I'm going to be a little bit critical of the traditional narrative in this podcast, but I'm not anti anybody. I'm pro jiu-jitsu in all forms, so I'm not asking you to buy this, but maybe you just try it on for a little bit. The narrative has always been that jiu-jitsu was originally designed for self-defense, but I don't really see it as that. Almost all of the footage we have of the early Gracie in action, I'm talking before they even came to America when they were in Brazil, all of those were arranged fights. Very few of them were street fights. In fact, the only real quote-unquote street fight that kind of comes to mind is the famous Hicks and Gracie fighting on the beach footage. But the rest of them were arranged matches. They were not necessarily prize fights, although I think some of them money might have been at stake, some of them money might not have been. But when you look at some of the really famous matches, Elio Gracie versus Kimura, those were arranged competition matches. It wasn't until the Gracies came to America that they embraced the self-defense narrative, because in America at the time, crime was high. So that was a need that the market had, and that's what they sort of tweaked their martial art to, I suppose, market towards or skew towards. One of the odd little quirks in history, I suppose, is that when the Gracies decided to focus on self-defense, one thing that they kept was this idea of fighting under no time limits. That was always the premise in their matches. They felt like a big part of the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu formula was controlling movement, grinding the pace of matches down to a halt until one party got tired, and using that as a strategy for victory. And when people tried to impose time limits on them, famously like the Ultimate Fighting Championship, they didn't like that. And that's, I believe, one of the key reasons why the Gracies stopped competing in the UFC, because the UFC wanted to impose time limits. Fast forward to today, it's basically become an accepted fact that if you're training for a street fight, you need to train under the assumption that there could be no time limits and that you could be fighting forever. You could be fighting for hours. And that's one of the reasons that self-defense people sort of scoff at competition jiu-jitsu. But here's why this is sort of a funny thing. We watched 200 real street fights under a variety of circumstances. Some of them were just straight up assaults, crimes being committed that were captured on camera. Some of them were melees at public events. And then some of them were like sort of informally arranged fights, world star hip hop sort of stuff. When we averaged out the time limits of all of these matches, the average time was 47 seconds. We even parsed this out into different time limits for different kind of fights. Fights that happened exclusively between two participants lasted an average of just 1 second longer, 48 seconds. Fights involving three or more participants lasted an average of 45 seconds. And as far as fights that went long, only 20% of the 200 fights we watched stretched past the 1 minute mark. And most of those fights ended indecisively, meaning that both fighters lost the will to fight, mainly typically because they were exhausted. So I'm sure you can see the great irony here, which is that even though hypothetically street fights have no time limits, in reality they're actually much, much shorter than a typical Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournament match. So if you are training for a 5-minute match, and just imagine if you were training for one of those sub-only matches which go 10, 15, or 20 minutes, you're actually prepared to go 5 times at a minimum longer than the average street fight is going to last. If there's a silver lining to the fact that me and the team at High Percentage have watched so many frickin' street fights our head was about to explode, it's that we have learned that when quote-unquote normal people, non-athletes, non-fighters, people without training get in real fights, they have absolutely no concept of conservation of energy. They are as aggressive as possible, and they completely front-load their energy, and they can usually only sustain that for, honestly, a couple seconds. Soon, I'll be able to get even more specific on this, because right now, we're watching more fights to determine how long an actual IBJJF match really lasts, because they can go up to 5 minutes, but a great number of them end by submissions. We're tracking when all those submissions happen, so soon I'll be able to figure out how much longer than 45 seconds they last. Just looking at the averages the other day, fights are going way longer than 45 seconds in IBJJF. So all that is to say is that, of course, we understand there are differences between tournament jiu-jitsu and self-defense, but the time limit thing doesn't really make sense. Fights are very, very short, and IBJJF matches are considerably longer. So if you're training for a tournament, you're probably in pretty good shape to get in an average tussle and be able to come out at least with higher energy levels. That's all for this podcast. If you want to check out all the articles that we've published over on the website, you can go to highpercentagemartialarts.com. If you want to get in contact with us, I'm at highpercentagemartialarts@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page where we update with all of our articles, our podcasts, and I even do a Facebook Live once a week where we watch tournaments and matches in real time and do some of the data recording so you can get a little insight into our process. I should mention that if you want to keep track with other projects that I'm involved in, I'm the managing editor of a great website called ujujitsu.com. I write articles on there, and also I help corral the other writers. We try to put out quality content every week. And I've also written a book called The True Believers. It's available on Amazon. You can just Google The True Believers, Lewis Martin. It's kind of a biography of my early martial arts training in Monterey. Check that out. Thank you for listening to this, and we'll see you next week on the High Percentage Podcast.